Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. What does that even mean? How does it apply to your life, if it even does? That's what we'll explore today. Welcome to the Sunday service. So God himself rested on the seventh day, setting an example for the rest of us that taking time off, that rest and relaxation is a necessary part of life. That we don't need to be just constantly hustling, going 24/7. God himself doesn't do that, so why in the world would I do that? This idea of self-care has been on the tip of everybody's tongue for the recent past. I probably should have researched a little bit and dug into the prevalence of that term, but certainly during COVID or around COVID, maybe just before it, just my goodness, lots of self-care going on. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? That's what I want to explore today, is this idea of leisure time, this idea of escapism, this idea of just time away from work. And one of the things that prompted this was I was out for a friend's birthday party a couple of weekends ago, and we ended up at a karaoke bar. And I love karaoke, by the way. Love it. Super fun. And some of the friends that I was with, they sang Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club. And what a fun song that is. First time I had heard it, and I've heard it on the radio and this, that, and the other thing. It got me thinking, because it's a fun song about rejecting sort of a more conventional path and heading out to LA and pursuing dreams and fun and this, that, and the other thing. So I thought, well, is that form of escapism, is that a healthy thing? Is that a childish thing? Is that a bad thing? As a driven person, ought I, or how much should I be thinking about time away, time off, and relaxation, and again, escapism? Because that's really, when I think about that song, if you're not familiar with it, I encourage you to check it out. It's a really fun song, but I'm sure that you are. It made me think about escapism. Just a little bit of a temporary reprieve from the drudgeries of everyday life. And when you think about this quiet quitting, the desire to work from home, I don't think that it's that people are lazy. It's that we're just so disillusioned by modern work, and that we don't find it to be satisfying / challenging / engaging. So the truth's in there somewhere. And so I wanted to explore from a biblical standpoint and then a religious standpoint, and then finally from a philosophical standpoint, what different perspectives on time off are. So that's what we're going to do. So I think that from the Bible, it talks about how enjoyment is a literal gift from God, from Ecclesiastes. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. So there's also talk about balancing work and rest in Proverbs. Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. So that is a call for moderation. Because if all we're doing is partying and taking a more hedonistic approach to life, we're not going to get anything done at all. But if all we're doing is working, we're not going to have any enjoyment at all. So, got to find that just right, between too hot, too cold, just right. Maybe optimal is the term that we're looking for. Islam talks about leisure with purpose and recognizes the need for rest and recreation, but also encouraging moderation. From the Quran, tells us that seek the life to come by means of what God has granted you, but do not neglect your rightful share in this world. The Prophet Muhammad encouraged sports like swimming, archery, and horseback riding, as long as they did not lead to neglecting of religious duties. So that's certainly a reasonable thing. Hadith tells us that your body has a right over you. This means taking time for relaxation. I like that. Your body has your right over you. Judaism talks about the importance of rest, which is Shabbat. And Shabbat is central to Jewish thought, emphasizing that full day of rest every week. From Exodus, 6 days shall be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. In Hinduism, they talk about duty and enjoyment, which is Dharma and Kama. Hinduism teaches that life has four main goals, including Kama, which is pleasure and enjoyment, Dharma, which is duty and righteousness, and the key is balance. From the Bhagavad Gita, there's no possibility of one's becoming a yogi if one eats too much or eats too little, sleeps too much, or does not sleep enough. So all of these things, yin, yang, we all know this to be true. We need balance. Buddhism talks about mindful leisure, promoting mindfulness in all activities. The middle path teaches that excessive indulgence in pleasure or extreme self-denial are both harmful. It says that if by renouncing a lesser happiness, one may realize a greater happiness, let the wise one renounce the lesser, having regard for the greater. So it's all very interesting. What about just great thinkers outside of the religious context? Well, Aristotle said that he believed that leisure was a form of the highest good. He saw it not as idleness, but as a time for intellectual and moral development. So it's not just about zoning out, but about pursuing wisdom and virtue. So he saw philosophy, art, and education as the best uses rather than just merely pleasure seeking. Plato talked about how leisure is good for the soul, should be used for self-improvement and philosophical reflection. He thought that music and exercise were good ways to harmonize the soul. The very famous Stoic Seneca talked about how Stoics valued leisure when used for self-discipline and personal growth, but warning against wasting and luxury. So he said that leisure without study is death, a tomb for the living person. Whew! Leisure without study is death, a tomb for the living person. That's pretty powerful right there. Thomas Aquinas was very much influenced by Aristotle and Christian thought. He saw leisure as necessary for spiritual and intellectual well-being, believing that contemplation was the highest and best use of time. Kant believed that humans should use leisure to engage in rational and moral activities. So thought that that's interesting. Marx, he criticized that capitalism limited leisure time for workers, envisioning a society where people work less and have more time for creative and fulfilling activities. Okay. Bertrand Russell, in Praise of Idleness, argued that modern societies work too much and should distribute labor more fairly so that people can enjoy more leisure. Joseph Pieper, in his book, The Basis of Culture, argued that true leisure isn't just rest from work, but an openness to beauty, wisdom, and the divine. So there you go. A lot of talking about balance. My favorite is Friedrich Nietzsche.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Who had a very complex and critical view of leisure, rejecting the idea that it should be about passive relaxation or just idle pleasure instead of using it as a tool for self-overcoming, creativity, or personal excellence. So he despised the kind of leisure that he perceived led to complacency and weakness. He saw what was then modern society as obsessed with comfort, entertainment, and distraction. Things that prevented people from striving for greatness. Any of that sound familiar? In Thus Spoke Zarathustra, he mocks those who seek only a life of comfort and happiness, referring to them as the last men. And those are people who avoid struggle and ambition in favor of idle happiness. So he said that man does not strive for pleasure, only the Englishman does. So it's not necessarily saying that people from England are lazy or bad. That's not necessarily, but just in the context of his story. So he viewed leisure as a tool for self-overcoming. Believed that true leisure should be used to cultivate one's higher self through things like art and philosophy, struggle and challenge, and his idea of becoming the Ubermensch or Overman. So instead of wasting leisure on passive entertainment, he encouraged people to use it to push themselves beyond mediocrity and to create something great. So there you go. So Nietzsche, he did not think that mindless pleasure, passive relaxation, or avoidance of struggle was a good thing. He believed that leisure should be used as a time for deep thought, creative work, and striving towards personal greatness. So, not about escaping hardship. It's about using your free time to become more than who you are. So, I think that a prime example of this would be, from Nietzsche's perspective, the modern office worker, somebody working 40 to 60 hours a week in a repetitive kind of a BS corporate job, somebody who never questions authority or challenges the system, and somebody who only found meaning in small pleasures like watching TV, rarely thinks or even avoids deep thinking or creative pursuits because they're exhausting, somebody who prefers safety over ambition. Nietzsche would say that that person is trapped in a cycle of meaningless labor, working not to become great, but to maintain a comfortable existence. Sounds reasonable to me. So, does he offer an alternative? Thankfully, he does. So instead of just being a worker drone like the person above, Nietzsche wanted people to challenge societal norms, and have independent thought. Use any free time or leisure time for personal growth, not just passive consumption. He wanted people to pursue something meaningful, even if it's difficult or unpopular. He wanted people to not fear struggle, as reality is that hardship and pain can lead to greatness. And obviously, I think that it's so relevant today with, on one hand, quiet quitting, on the other hand, hustle culture, where people are working excessively, yet just spinning our wheels because we're not finding the fulfillment that we're looking for. So I think Nietzsche would argue that if work is just for survival or comfort, it's enslaving. But if work is a means to self-overcome, then it has value. And that same is true of leisure time. If you're using the time that we have available to improve ourselves, it's a positive thing. So what do you think that Nietzsche would have to say about the Pink Pony Club? What would he say? I think that because the song is telling a story about somebody leaving behind a conventional life to embrace their true self, I think he'd probably appreciate that. He believed that breaking away from societal norms and creating one's own values is of immense value. And I think that Nietzsche, because the protagonist in the song, they reject their small town expectations in pursuit of personal fulfillment. I know that Nietzsche definitely criticized herd mentality and would likely admire the idea of taking an unconventional path and finding joy versus one dictated just this is the way we do things here. Nietzsche thought a lot about Dionysian and Apollonian themes. So Apollonian, it's order, reason, restraint. Dionysian is chaos, passion, and indulgence. And there's certainly a lot of that going on in the Pink Pony Club song, talking about celebration and being freedom and just having fun. And I think that Nietzsche was for that Dionysian exercise as a path to transcendence of an expression of art. So I think that he might see it as the song as an expression of life-affirming, raw life-affirming energy. And that's the vibe I got up the song too. But the song also really kind of glorifies sort of a party scene, indulgence, and definitely escapism. So I don't think that that Nietzsche necessarily would like that. So it's complicated, right? Would he approve? Yeah, I think that he would if the protagonist is truly making her own way and forging her own path and embracing struggle and living as she wants to. But he definitely wouldn't approve of this if it was just escapism, if it was just going to have a good time without any deeper meaning. So if it's about becoming something greater and finding your true form / voice, charting your own course, making your own way in the world, I think he'd be all for it. If it's not, it's just trying to have an awesome time and get messed up and do a little dancing, he'd probably just call that another form of herd mentality, where so many people have done in the past, pursue it pleasure over meaning. And so it goes for you and I. How do we square that circle? How do we thread that needle between just wanting to zone out every once in a while and recognizing our need to pursue development and artistic enterprises, whatever it might be? The truth's in there somewhere, because sometimes we just need to zone out and go sing Pink Pony Club at karaoke, or actually go dance on stage at the Pink Pony Club. All very fun. So what do you think? Be curious to get your input on this and what you think about escapism and time away and time off, if it's worthwhile. So certainly it's not possible for us to go 24/7 one way or another. So finding that just right between too hot, too cold, find that optimal life. So as always, do your part by doing your best.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want, with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.